Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You know, we got a big problem with immigration, and the communists have played the Mexican people and the illegal immigrants in their favor and against the dopey Republicans. Yet the dopey Republicans are as equally responsible for open borders as the Party of Death, the Party de la Muerte, the Democracies. Yeah, one is playing the other, and the loser is the Mexican people and the Latino people. When you have a guy like Eric Holder that can run 2,200 weapons into Mexico and put them in the hands of narco-terrorists, and the press covers up the murder of 70,000 Mexicans, saying only one border guard got killed, you know we are wide open, face down and pants down, and the only border that we're watching is the southern border, very, very inefficiently, and nobody's watching the northern border as all the Iranians come in, yeah, driving their IEDs in front of them. We're all going to be in trouble, but we got to do something about the border, and we got to do something about the people that are here. They are true victims of not only Mexican coyotes, but gringo coyotes. And gringo coyotes come from both parties. George Bush was no help in solving the border problem, and neither is Pancho Obama. A bartender, a tequila. In the
drag you by your feet, but the hangman is getting
Now we have this Benghazi mess on our hands, the great cover-up, and God only knows the truth. And it's really ridiculous. It's really sad. You can see how all government agencies are compromised by the devil. We have a general, a Petraeus, who turned into a Scaramouche. Yes, he's another, Casanova. Yeah, he's the senior citizen's Casanova, and he has fallen for a charming beauty. And in the meantime, we got 2,000 shovel-ready jobs buried in Arlington Cemetery from this Afghan give-back that Obama, this charade that Obama is playing. And we're all going to pay a terrible price. But when you have a four-star general and he has peccadillos like the president of the United, the president of Iz, the wizard of Iz, President Pinocchio pants, as the kindergarten kids call him, we're in trouble. We have become false idol worshippers, and we're all going to pay for it. And right now, General Petraeus is paying for it, and people are asking if he was blackmailed. If he was blackmailed to cover up this Benghazi massacre, the abandonment in the face of the enemy, an act of cowardice, which under the Universal Code of Military Justice is punishable by firing squad. And if your commander-in-chief is the guy who's in charge of the military, can he be executed for a crime? That's interesting, is it? Or we'll never go there because we're too civilized. Yeah, we have a 5% reduction in abortions this year. Yeah, we're still over the million mark, but we're getting better. So, this one's for General Petraeus. And General Allen, Flash Boy. Oh, what a mess we got on our hands. Admiral Lemon, General Petraeus, General Allen, and there's another guy. Oh, man, the chain of command is a little bit rickety. But if you're a general, a wartime general, a combat general like McAuliffe, was his name McAuliffe? McChrystal, General McChrystal, and you say something about Joe Biden, you're going to be asked to resign because you challenged authority. Yeah. Boy, we could use McChrystal in Afghanistan right now. Yep, he'd be choppering in and chopping up. But no, we're going to do like the Russians did. We're going to run. We're going to do the run. When you know she's not September 11th, when all America should be alert to terrorist tactics, the embassy in Benghazi is under siege and calls for help and gets no help from the CIA, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, Navy SEALs, no help from the President, no help from the Secretary of Defense, no help from the Secretary of State. And they're all sitting around a television watching these guys get torn to pieces by the mob. And what do we do about it? We go to Las Vegas. Now you swear and kick in Vegas that you're not a gambling man. Then you find you're back in Vegas with a the 6th, 911 call comes in from Benghazi to the White House. Hey, how you doing today? Hey, we could use a little help out here. Al-Qaeda just blew a hole in the wall, and they left leaflets saying more attacks are coming. You think we could get a little bit of protection out here at the consulate? We're wide open out here. Don't worry. Obama will protect you. He got Bin Laden. A few days later, 911 call to the White House from Benghazi. Yes, go ahead. Hey, when are we going to get this hole in the wall fixed? Well, we have to put it out for bid, and we got to get 3 contractors before we can approve anything. Oh, wait a minute. They just made an award. It looks like Al-Qaeda was the low bidder. 911 call from Benghazi to the White House. Go ahead. Listen, you know, the consulate, this is the consulate in Benghazi. You know, these Libyan troops you sent to protect us, they're taking pictures of our compound. Oh, not to worry. They always take pictures. It is their custom. And we have to go along with it. We have to be politically correct. 911 call to the White House 2 days later. This is the White House. Go ahead. Hey, listen, where is the Libyan police that was supposed to guard us 24 hours and have a roving patrol? Sorry, we can only get enough for the main gate. What, can't we get some Americans instead? All the Americans are busy. Busy doing what? Evacuating. My friends, after the June 6th attack, we should have been... Our defenses should have been more than adequate, and we should have had an attack and defense scenario, and it should have been a walkthrough. We should have rehearsed a possible attack and defending against it. Back on D-Day, June the 6th, no Navy, no Air Force, no Marines, no SEALs jumping out of planes. What happened here? Who called their protection off? Who took their pants down? 911 call to the White House. Go ahead, this is the White House. Hi, this is Ambassador Stevens. Why have you turned down my repeated requests for beefed up protection? Sorry, they've been denied by Washington officials. Which Washington officials? Sorry, that's top secret. 911 from Benghazi to the White House. This is the White House, go ahead. Listen, this is April the 6th. Since April the 6th, when I told you the 2 Libyans just threw an IED over the fence, we'll make note of it. 911 to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. There's a gun battle going on 4 clicks away from us. They're attacking the Ministry of Interior. They're trying to seize the vehicle fleet that belonged to Gaddafi. And they are using anti-aircraft guns and RPGs. They just stopped one of our local guards and they took away his radio and let him go. April the 26th, 911 call to the White House. This is the White House, go ahead. Hey, listen, there's fighting and gunfire at a trade event in the consulate here. The 2 South African contractors have just been kidnapped. 2 RPG rounds just were fired at the Red Cross. Okay, we'll make note of it and get back to you. 911 to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. This is from Benghazi. Our ambassador took a run this morning, his normal run, and on Facebook, Al-Qaeda has posted his picture, and they're calling for his death. Should we continue taking the run in the morning? We'll get back to you. June the 10th, 911 call to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. Listen, this is the consulate in Benghazi. We're the only flag of flying. All the Europeans have left. Everybody's gone but us. What should we do? We'll get back to you. Can you wait till after the election? 911, a call from Benghazi to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. Listen, we've been up here for 2 hours now. We don't see any rescue attempts coming. Is there anybody coming to help us? We're up here. We're all alone. What are you going to do? 50 men have just climbed over the wall, and there's a backup team of another 50. There's a mortar platoon setting up. These guys got 50 caliber machine guns. They're here to stay. Where is our rescue team? Where are the SEALs? Where is the Navy? Where is the Air Force? Are you watching this on real time? Can't you see we're dying? Why have you abandoned us? Hello? 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 I know you can see us, you bastards. You sold us out.
Who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head for shame? He is all a knave and half a slave, who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, you can fill your glass with us. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. Some lie far off beyond the wave, some sleep in Ireland, too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the strangers' heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away, beyond Atlantic foam, it's true men, like you men, their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray that from their clay full many a race may start, of true men, like you men, to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. Then here's their memory, may it be for us a guiding light, to cheer our strife for liberty, and teach us to unite. Through good and ill, be Ireland still, though sad is theirs your fate, and true men, like you men, like those of 98.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Being that Osama bin Laden is President of the United States and the Commander-in-Chief, can he be charged under the Uniform Code of Military Justice with a violation of Article 99, a cowardice in the face of the enemy? Well, there's certain ingredients that have to be met before he can be charged with cowardice. One is he has to run away, or two, he has to abandon his post. Three, he has to neglect his mission. Four is he has to throw his weapons away. Five, he has to conduct with cowardly conduct. Six, he quits his place of duty to plunder. Seven, causes false alarms. Eight, fails to encounter the enemy. Nine, does not afford practical relief. If those two remaining asils on that rooftop could charge him with cowardice in the performance of the commander-in-chief, could they say he ran away? You could say he ran away when he hung up the 911 call phone. Could you say he abandoned the troops in the field? And you could say when he hung up the phone, he abandoned the troops in the field. Could you say he neglected those troops? Yes, you could say that because he gave them no support. It was almost a setup. Four, did he try to disarm the troops? Well, he provided no protection. That's a form of disarmament. Five, can he be charged with cowardly conduct? That's a tough one. It all depends on what his motives were. Six, did he quit his place of duty to plunder? Yes, he did. He walked away from dying men and flew to Las Vegas to get champagne contributions. Causes of false alarms. Yes, he did. He put out a video recall that had nothing to do with the Al-Qaeda attack on Benghazi. Eight, he fails to encounter. Most definitely failed to encounter. All you got to do is get a map of Benghazi and plot the distance from Sagona Air Base to Benghazi, and you'll see the distance is somewhere between 420 miles and 480 miles. A jet plane could be there, an F-16 could be there full throttle in 20 minutes. A C-130, some say an hour, some say 2 hours. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say a C-130 gunship, 2 hours. A drone that fires Hellfire missiles. What about anybody off the coast? There's no Navy. We got no Navy no more. What's happening here? Why were these guys abandoned? Yeah, fails to encounter. Definitely. And does not afford practical relief? I would say he did not afford practical relief. He didn't even drop flowers. Yeah, but he's doing good on shovel-ready jobs. He's already buried 2,000 Americans from Afghanistan, plus a SEAL Team 6, which was wiped out in a phone-ahead ambush that was covered up in 24 hours. As a matter of fact, it was covered up in 60 minutes, and it wasn't covered on 60 minutes. Those guys, those were all shovel-ready jobs. So I would say out of the 9 articles that could represent cowardice in the face of the enemy, he ran away, he abandoned, he neglected, he disarmed. I'm going to give him a pass on cowardly conduct. He quits his place of duty to plunder. So we got the 5 out of 6 counts he's guilty of, in my mind. Causes false alarms, 6 out of 7 counts. Fails to encounter, 7 out of 8 counts. And does not afford. So out of 9 charges under Article 19, cowardice in the face of the enemy, which calls for a maximum death penalty of death by firing squad, he would have to face a firing squad. He could be convicted on 8 out of 9 counts. How sad. This is the first time in my lifetime I'm hearing the President of the United States being called by people a treasonous bastard. Look how far we've fallen, and we've done it by our own hand. We have put incompetence in office, who are doing nothing but destroying the nation and making a name for themselves and filling their little personal treasuries with bounties while they have us fighting amongst each other. We are now Uncle Sap instead of Uncle Sam. And speaking of saps, why are we giving welfare to foreign countries when we can't even pay our own bills? How can you do that? You come home with your paycheck and you gave it all to foreigners. What would your wife say? What would your wife say? Well, listen, I took care of everybody. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We got a bleeding treasury. And I just saw on Fox Business a guy talking about a capital gains tax for stock sales. If you make money on stock, you used to pay 15%, and as of January, you're going to pay 40%. 40% from 15 to 40. What kind of an increase is that? 2,000%? What a joke. And they're also talking about possibly rolling over your 401k into a national retirement system. We used to call it Social Security. Yeah. Now, do you get to vote on your 401k? Or does your representative vote for you? Yeah. Oh, when you mean like Chuck Schumer? Are you going to vote for me? Yeah. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. I'll tell you what I see 10 years from now. You want to know what I see? From a sage's eyes. How's this sound? 70% unemployment and 70% in taxes. What do you think? Is it possible? I don't know. We may all be working for the Chinese. If they come and foreclose on all the houses they got that we got mortgages with them on. No, we're not gonna take the house this time. Yeah, we're not gonna take no FEMA, Freddie Mac, Susie Q. No, we're gonna take the house. And we got people to move in. No problem. Yeah. We're in trouble. We're going down the tubes. Racially, we're gonna be against each other. Yes. It's gonna be black against white. Husband against wife. Cat against the dog. There will be no harmony in Harmonyville. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune to further depress you. Before I forget, I wanted to mention this. Have you noticed that since Obama came to power, that they no longer tell you the death count of American troops in any war zone? They are now classified as NATO troops. So we lost 2,000 NATO troops in Afghanistan in 4 years. Do you know how many American troops Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. Obama has lost 2,000 NATO troops. The press tells you NATO troops because you think they're all being buried in Holland. I got news for you. They're all buried with shovel-ready jobs here in the United States. Another thing that bothers me under this Obama caliphate is that when they talked about the murder of the Benghazi four, the press conveniently forgets their names. It's the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and three other Americans. Three other Americans? If you can say Chris Stevens, you could say Ty Woods, you could say Sean Smith, you could say Glenn Doherty. Why is it the ambassador and three others? The three others aren't as important as the ambassador? They were more important than the ambassador. They stayed alive longer. Well, at least two of them did. And I don't know how any politician, chief of staff, Pentagonian, FBI agent, CIA agent, could sit in a ready room, ready to do nothing, and watch on a live video the deaths of four Americans, at least two of them on that rooftop. And they waited up there for at least 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 hours for help to arrive. They will listen for that cavalry charge bugle. They never heard it. What they heard was, God is going to take you now. That's what they heard. They were sold out by politically correct murderers. All should be charged with treason. They turned their back on them. They hung up the phone. I wonder if they said, turn it off, I can't watch it anymore. Or did they just leave the room and let it play out? Somebody was there. Somebody committed that crime. Somebody betrayed this country. Somebody betrayed the life of one American, which is a capital crime. That's treason. And treason's in season, and Obama's the reason. Completely broken country. We are broken internally, financially, structurally. We are on the way out. We are finished. The UN will be ruling us from Manhattan. We're in trouble. Our churches one day will close, as will our hospitals. We're in trouble. We're going back to Bolshevism 1917. Bartender, a half a glass of champagne. The good news is child murder is down by 5% in the United States. So what's 5% of 1,200,000 abortions? 60,000. We killed 60,000 less kids this year than the year before. Boy, that's a feather in our cap, isn't it? You know what's up? STDs among young kids. Yep. That's not a feather in the cap. Take the other feather out. And you know what else is up? And nobody talked about it. Not one politician in his big campaign for the presidency or for a dog catcher. Not one politician ever mentions the drug problem in the United States. Instead, they brag about legalizing weed. You know what? We may need more shovel-ready jobs. Now, we hear through the grapevine that the marijuana is being laced with cocaine so that they can hook the kids on marijuana. So, and how do I know? Because I met a young lady who goes to high school, and she said, oh, yeah, they tested our class. They drug tested the class. And one fellow, he tested positive for marijuana and tested positive for cocaine. Do you know that when a policeman pulls you over for erratic behavior while driving, he can only give you a test for alcohol? Drugs is off limits. So whatever stats they give you for DWI, you can double them or triple them depending on how you count. Yeah, that's just what the country needs, more drugs. And now, and Holland, who everybody goes, well, the Netherlands have it, they don't have a problem. They don't have a problem. You know any idea how much sin is taking place in Holland? They are now making it legal for child pornography. Yeah, we're going to follow that example too? I don't think so. I don't think so, but you know what? I've been wrong before. Do you think we need a recount for this election? Do you think this election was stolen from under the American people? Why would absentee ballots filled out in Afghanistan by American troops go into a warehouse classified as ammo and not discovered until one day after the election? Why would somebody do that? Is it because the American troops vote American? That's why. Do you think Alan West really lost the election? I believe I heard somewhere there were 17 districts there was not one Republican vote in. Not one. You think that the election was rigged? Have we been hoodwinked? Is it true what Joseph Stalin says? It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the vote. Oh, man. Would that be sad or would that be good to find that out? And what would we do if we did find it out? Would we give them a President Pinocchio pants pass? What the president does in the Oval Office is nobody's business? Yeah. I like that. You know, I like when the liberals say, oh, yeah, what a man does in the privacy of his bedroom is nobody's business. Can we get a warrant for the attic and the basement and the garage? Yeah, what a joke. We've been suckered.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of sly tricks spends his evening chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause Kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only Kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for Kicks. Looking for kicks, just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's simple servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. Name is Mr. Kicks.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. Blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched to lips that lie.
How'd you like Hillary Clinton finally taking responsibility for Benghazi? Yep, her famous saying is, "The buck stops at my receptionist." Yeah, do you know where she announced that she had misled the American people about Benghazi? She announced it in Peru to people who couldn't speak English. And six llamas are laughing. Oh, we're coming up on Christmas. What's that, 12 lords are leaping? Yeah, six llamas are laughing. I used that Christmas analogy when they attacked the Catholic Church. You know, the pedophile priests, like the homosexual pedophiles are in the Catholic Church. There are none in the rubber rooms in the communist cucumber schools. No, there are none in the military. There are none stalking Boy Scouts, and UPS pulled their donations to the Boy Scouts. Their big whopping 67,000, I think it was, out of 47 million that they give to the other prides. Yeah, poor Boy Scouts, man. They must have to meet underground now. They've been haunted. They've been bullied by the gay community. Yeah, you want to see bullying? You let a kid show up in his Boy Scout uniform at a gay pride parade and see how many vultures descend on him. Yeah, the minority now rules the majority in the United States. You take your orders from one disgruntled piece of sea crap. That's crap from the sea. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Hang in there. You see that 20 states are signed up to secede from the United States? And somebody said they're the same states that signed up as the Confederacy in the Civil War. Now, I don't know if we could win a second Civil War against the South. I think the South is a little stronger. I do. I really do. And I think they have more determination. You know? They have a greater yearning for freedom. I get a kick out of all of the elites. The snobberies. Committing snobbery. That make fun of farmers and southerners, and but they're jam tight and jelly free. It is really embarrassing sometimes to see how divided we are as a nation, and some of us think we're better than others. Yeah, I got a big complaint about this Black Friday. I don't think it's right that blacks should have their own day to shop. I think that we have to come together as a nation and we should all go shopping and call it Multicolor of Friday. What a joke, man. What a joke. We are divided as a nation. You wouldn't believe how divided we are. You know, everybody shows you that United Muslim Front. You know, oh, they're all followers of Allah, and they're all united. No, they're not. The Sunni hate the Shia and vice versa. Ever since God created man and threw a woman in as a bonus, we have been at each other's throats. And that's not going to change, not now, not after the end of the world in December. That is never going to change. Man is always going to be out there looking for a fight. And those who think that they can pacify an aggressor is They usually find out after the sword comes back out of the body.
Yeah.
The only thing that the people respect is one another, if both are equally armed. And then you can get all the respect that you're due. But look how divided we are as a nation. The blacks against the whites. Blacks against Chinese. The blacks don't like the Chinese. The blacks don't like Jewish people.
Yeah,
they don't. They don't like Koreans. The Jamaicans don't like the African Americans. And you can go down the road. You can go down the list of mankind. Egyptians don't like Saidi people. They consider Saidi people dumb. People in Germany don't understand the people from Stuttgart. The Italians look down on the Calabrese. What can I tell you, man? It'll always be that way. The North and the South. The Southerners think we're all a bunch of animals, and they're right. And we think that all the Southerners marry their sisters, and we're wrong. And American cohesiveness is not the goal of the Communist Party. Splinter groups are ideal under communist rule. So we will always be splintered. And I just heard the other day that I heard a woman call into Mike Gallagher that boys in the third grade in a public school in New York are told they can't run in the playground, they have to skip. And then I turn on the football game and I'm watching the Jets getting creamed and I don't see anybody skipping. What a joke, man. What a joke. And, you know, the U.S. military is now 45% feminine. Now, they didn't say female. They said 45% feminine. Now, that gives me pause of a concern. And you see, you know, they announced that that ambassador was sodomized. I have never heard anybody carry that story on. I think we Americans, we have a limit to the disgust that we will tolerate. And if something radically horrible befalls an American, we don't want to see it in the news. We don't want to see that in Africa they rape nuns because they're preferable because they know that nuns don't carry AIDS. You won't see that story on page one of the New York Slimes. The New York Times is a communist newspaper. Anybody that recommends, or I read it in the Times, let me tell you something. My parakeet refuses to read the Times. Well, he's got bad eyesight, but he does use it to line the bottom of the cage. And I never buy it. I wait for somebody to throw it out. And hope that it's dry. New York Times, a leading communist publication, followed by the Washington Post. And then I hear that out in California they got the Los Angeles Times. And up in Boston they have the Boston Globe. The Boston Globe, who hates Catholics and evangelicals. Yep, there's a lot of religious persecution going on. There's a lot of profiling going on. Yes. Wait till you see this Christmas round. Out in Santa Monica, California, St. Monica, named after the patron saint of the Catholic Church, a 3rd century woman who was the mother of St. Augustine, another saint in the Catholic Church, came from Algeria. She was out of Algeria. She loved a bad man, and she faithfully loved him until he died. I think, you know, she went to church and said, God, could you call him a little early? You know, he's getting on my nerves. Yep. And in Santa Monica, they've outlawed the creche. And one of my intellectual siblings says, we don't call them creches anymore, Dad. They're nativity scenes. Oh, my God. Everything is being... words are now being edited. Like, you can't say the word faggot. Like, I went to say that Joan of Arc was killed by a bunch of faggots. And everybody got all upset. So what are you talking about? Did you ever see the pictures of Joan of Arc being burned at the stake? What do you think they used to, for kindling? They're faggots. They're bundles of faggots. Yeah. Didn't you ever hear the British marching tune, while you've a Lucifer, pack up your old kit bag, while you've a Lucifer to light your fag? Smile, boys. That's the style. Yeah. Yeah, certain words have been edited out of America's jargon. And other words have been put in. He's gay. What does that mean? He's gay. Huh? I mean, there's a Christmas carol, Don We Now Our Gay Apparel. What does that mean? Yeah. So now you can't say that, dude. You can't use the word gay. So all I can say is I'm carefree. I can't say I'm carefree and gay. People become offended. What can I tell you? Country has gone to the dogs. Mondo cane. Gone to the dogs. A world gone to the dogs. We all want to be like Europe. This past Thanksgiving, yesterday, we pay tribute. We give thanks to God for giving us this great country. And look what we've done to it. We can have our own oil, more oil than the Russians and the Saudis, but it's against the law. It's against the law to have cheap gas. We are so self-sustaining. We have buffalo we haven't even eaten yet. You just got to go over and take it away from Ted Turner. We got wild horses still running wild in this country, and they want to kill them because they're carefree and gay. Yeah. When was the last time you seen a palomino that was sad? We're in trouble. We got more than anybody else in the world, and we can't make ends meet. Does that make sense? Are you going to tell me, what are they, how many millions of, 31 million people are out of a job? For what? Why are you out of a job? Haven't you got the money to go buy a broom and hire yourself out? Oh, I'm not sweeping the street, man. That's not for me. I'm too important. I'm waiting to get discovered. Yeah. Well, I hope when you get discovered, I hope they find a cure for it. Yeah, we're in trouble. 26 years old. You got to be you're not an adult until you're 26, and then you can come off your parents' insurance. Whatever happened to a son? You're 18. Get out. Yeah, now you got him living in the basement. It's like that movie Goonies. You had the guy in the basement, the ugly guy in the basement. They had him chained up. That's what every mom and pop have in their basement. I went to college. I got a degree, but there are no jobs for what I was studying for. So I'm going back to college to get another degree. Oh, man. And to think there were guys that would do anything for a job, would take any job. Yeah. And now you can't even take a job because the union might complain. You know what? I'm going down to the welfare office. I picked up my check. They gave me a broom. They said I can't have the check until 5 tonight. They gave me an address to go sweep the street. Then the sanitation union said, no, he can't sweep the street. It's hurting our business. We're in trouble. The minority is ruling the majority. My question is when will the majority will say enough is enough? You know what? I think the minority's got a long way to go. Because Americans don't fight back like their grandfathers did. No, we negotiate. Right now, we negotiated a peace between Egypt and Israel, and we gave them a $4 billion out of Social Security. What are you going to do when Egypt tells you $4 billion isn't enough? How many friends can we buy? How can you call yourself a negotiator? If you, a true negotiator goes sits down at the table with no money. That's a true negotiator. If you got to sit there and give somebody $10 million, $20 million, $1 billion, and you call yourself a negotiator, you're not a, you're a buyer. You're a buyer of peace. And you're no different than the Romans who paid the Visigoths and the Goths and the Tartars and the Huns and paid them all off to buy peace. And you see what it got them, don't you? As soon as they were weak enough, the boys came in and took everything. A bartender, play me a takeover song.
Okay, you want a takeover song? Let's see, what, how about You're Breaking My Heart?
And it isn't too easy believing that you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we when you go, I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start. But till till